This is Ron's update number 82. I recorded this little update sitting out in my backyard this Saturday morning. Thought I'd give you my race report from last weekend. I ran the Crows Lake 3.3 mile trail race. I didn't run the longer race. I had a 6.1 mile race, but I figured since I'm coming back from my foot problems, I'm not going to push it and injure myself again, so I'm sticking with shorter races. That's also why I'm doing a 5K training program instead of a 10 or a half marathon. Anyway, it was out in Jefferson, Georgia, which is probably about close to an hour from my house going northeast from where I live. And so I left fairly early in the morning to get out there. The race started at 8:30. I got out there probably about 7:15 in the morning, so I wasn't in any rush as far as going over, picking up my number, and that sort of thing. Laura showed up probably about 20-30 minutes later. She lives not too far from there, so it wasn't that far for her to get to the race. And it turned out to be a nice morning. It was sunny, but it was probably in the very low 70s. I don't think it was in the high 60s. But it was humid, so it was kind of a gooey run for me. And the race went around. There's it's a private fishing lake, Crows Lake. And it ran around that lake and out in the woods and meandered around and then came back and finished pretty much where it started. I ran in the 70 and over age group. Two of my acquaintances, Ken Brown, who is sometimes in my age group if we do Xterra races, because they go, the age groups are set up different, where he's actually a little bit younger than me, but he ends up running in my age group because of the way they do the ages in Xterra. But at Crows Lake, he was in the age group beneath me, and then Jim Merritt is in the age group below him. So between the three of us, we had the 60 to 64, the 65 to 69, and the 70 and over covered race-wise. And it turned out that all three of us won our age group. But getting back to the race, it started out and you went down kind of a gravel covered single track. Not single track, but like a road, a single lane road, I guess you'd call it. And then you dropped off to the right and went down into the woods on the right-hand side, and you ran the whole race back in the woods, zigzagging around until about the just before the last mile. You came out of the woods and started running around the border of the lake again and came around to the finish. There were no major hills on the race, but that didn't mean there weren't inclines. And I was trying to be conservative since I didn't have any, you know, goal for this particular race except to run it and finish without being injured. I decided I would just do my normal Galloway, run 2 minutes and walk 30 seconds, and that's pretty much what I did for the whole race. Sometimes on some of the short uphills, what I would do is I'd just walk them and reset my Galloway timer, and as soon as I hit the top, I'd start off on a two-minute run again. So it worked out fairly good. I think the course was a little short. It was advertised at 3.3 miles. Laura used her iPhone and used Strava, and it came out 3.1 on her Strava, and it was a little bit shorter on my Garmin. So I don't know exactly how long the course was, but I just went with the 3.3. That's what they advertise it at, so that's what I took it as. But I could tell by my average pace that it was a short course, because there was no possible way that I was going to average 9:35 or whatever on a trail race when I haven't been running near that fast in training. I mean, my intervals have been that fast or faster, but I knew that I, you know, wasn't maintaining the 9:35 through the woods and up little hills and down for that race. So I figured that the course had to be short, but it didn't matter to me. I finished ahead of there was only one other person in my age group, so at least, you know, I had a little bit of competition, but I beat them. So I won my age group, and that's what counts, right? And Laura won her age group, and I think she wasn't the only one in her age group either. So it turned out well for Laura, for Jim Merritt, who won his age group. Ken Brown won his age group, and I won my age group. So it was a successful race, and it gave me some inspiration, because I really didn't know how I was going to do, because this was the first trail race that I've done in almost a year. I think Harbin's Park Xterra was the last trail race I did, and that was last September. So, you know, the next Harbin's is probably next weekend. So I felt fairly good about that, and it made me think, well, maybe what I'll do is just run a lot of these shorter trail races for a while until I get back to where I want to be. You know, when I'm sitting outside recording, it seems like there's always something going on. Like a few minutes ago, a siren went by off in the distance, and now somebody's over here blowing their backyard. You can hear that machine going. I don't mind the birds chirping. That's natural. But, you know, all this other stuff is aggravating when you're trying to do a podcast. So, anyway, that's pretty much the gist of it. Is it was a good, easy, I would say a good, easy course. It wasn't a technical run. The majority of the course was mostly, I would say, not single track. It would be, you could drive a four-wheel drive vehicle the whole course. It was wide enough for a vehicle. It was almost like a little road. And I really enjoyed it. I could tell I got some work to do as far as my endurance, because some of those little uphills were getting to me when they shouldn't be. So I'll have to continue working on my 5K training program and concentrating on the interval workouts and the tempo runs mostly, and my long run. So that's my report for now, and I'll see you next time. Bye. Forgot to give you my finish time. I ran the race in 31:39 and averaged 9:35 a mile in the 70 and over age group.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in, and be sure to subscribe.